Lamentations chapter 1. How the city sits alone, that was full of people. How she has become as a widow. She that was great among the nations, and a princess among the provinces, how she has become the possession of others. She cries out in the night, and her tears are on her cheeks. Among all her lovers she has no one to comfort her. All her friends have dealt treacherously with her, they have become her enemies. Judah has gone into captivity because of affliction, and because of great servitude, she lives among the heathen. Ungodly nations. She finds no rest. All her persecutors overtook her between the narrow ways. The roads of Zion mourn, because no one comes to the solemn feasts, all her gates are desolate. Her priests sigh, her virgins are afflicted, and she is in bitterness. Her adversaries are the rulers, her enemies prosper. Because the Lord Jehovah has afflicted her because of the multitude of her sins, her children have gone into captivity before the enemy. And all her beauty has departed from the daughter of Zion. Her princes have become like bucks that find no pasture, and they have gone without strength before the pursuer. Jerusalem remembered in the days of her affliction and of her miseries all her pleasant things that she had in the days of old, when her people fell into the hand of the enemy, and no one helped her. The adversaries saw her, and mocked at her Sabbaths. Saturdays. Jerusalem has grievously sinned. Therefore she is removed. All who honored her despise her, because they have seen her nakedness. Yes, she sighs, and turns backward. Her filthiness is in her skirts. She does not remember her last end. Therefore she came down wonderfully. She had no comforter. O Lord Jehovah, look upon my affliction, because the enemy has magnified himself. The adversary has spread out his hand upon all her pleasant things, because she has seen that the heathen, ungodly nations, entered into her sanctuary, whom you commanded that they should not enter into your congregation. All her people sigh, they seek bread. They have given their pleasant things for food to relieve the soul. See, O Lord Jehovah, and consider. Because I have become vile. Is it nothing to you, all you who pass by? Look, and see if there is any sorrow like my sorrow, which has come to me, with which the Lord Jehovah has afflicted me in the day of his fierce anger. From above he has sent fire into my bones, and it prevails against them, he has spread a net for my feet, he has turned me back, he has made me desolate and faint all the day. The burden of my sins is bound by his hand. They are wreathed, and come up upon my neck. He has caused my strength to fall, the Lord has delivered me into their hands, from whom I am not able to rise up. The Lord has trodden underfoot all my mighty men in the midst of me, he has called an assembly against me to crush my young men, the Lord has trodden the virgin, the daughter of Judah, as in a winepress. Because of these things I weep. Surely my eye runs down with water, because the comforter that should relieve my soul is far from me. My children are desolate, because the enemy prevailed. Zion spreads forth her hands, and there is no one to comfort her. The Lord Jehovah has commanded concerning Jacob, that his adversaries should be all around him. Jerusalem is as a woman in her period among them. The Lord Jehovah is righteous. Because I have rebelled against his commandment, I plead with all people to listen, and to look upon my sorrow, my virgins and my young men have gone into captivity. I called for my lovers, but they deceived me. My priests and my elders gave up the spirit in the city, while they sought their food to relieve their souls. Look, O Lord Jehovah, because I am in distress. My stomach is in turmoil. My heart has turned within me. Because I have grievously rebelled. Abroad the sword brings grief, at home there is death. They have heard that I sigh. There is no one to comfort me. All my enemies have heard of my trouble, they are glad that you have done it. You will bring the day that you have called, and they will be like me. Let all their wickedness come before you. And do to them, as you have done to me because of all my sins, because my sighs have become many, and my heart is faint.